Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, make sure to go to the episode description and check out our sponsorship deals. Our sponsors help keep Make Spidey Famous Again free to download, and they'll hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family. On to the show.
I did not realize how much I missed a reality show until our guest has been in here for about 3 minutes and is posing Heidi and her beautiful designer bags, because they both wore pink bags today because it's Valentine's Day. We're very excited. We're huge fans of her show. When it should have never ended, and I'm sure we'll get down to she probably just didn't want to do it anymore, and that's why it ended, because they could have followed Dorothy forever.
Yes, we have Dorothy Wang here, who used to be on Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, who is a travel guru expert. So welcome to our show.
I think you were the first, actually the first influencers that got famous enough to get a show, if you think about it. You were ahead of it.
I think we were the front runners in that, to where the Instagram was kind of just popping off and was just starting, and we got a show because it's so crazy. Because if you go back to the first episode of the show, I'm a huge Instagram, I have a huge following. I have 6,000 followers. But at the time, 6,000 was a big deal. It was enough for us to all get a show off of.
Wow. That is true. Because I was like,
we were the first. I think we were the first show to do texting and social media and stuff like that.
Likes, and they just like this photo.
Yeah, loved that show. Almost every episode.
Are you a shock? I mean, I'm not shocked, but I never saw how fast. I guess there's allegations of how she was fast tracked, but how fast your co-star has become like
Morgan,
the host of everything. Did you see that coming? Are you guys even friends? I forget how it ended.
We are friends. Yeah. No, we are friends. I think that it's funny because from the outside, it maybe seems like it was such a fast track, but she was always such a good host and good at asking questions and funny. And obviously we have a relationship with E, and obviously people like her. So I don't think it's that crazy that she's doing so much. And I think that, I don't know, I think it just works. And so when it works, people are going to keep investing in it.
Right.
E wants to keep, putting her on. People like it. So
She's great.
I think it is. It's weird because when you know the people, you're like, duh, of course she's killing it and doing all this stuff. But from the outside, maybe it's like, wow, it's so much. But I don't think anyone that knows her expected anything less. She really did always want to host. So I think when the opportunity comes, it's hard to you're going to say no because you're tired and you have to do a million different shows. No, so she's going to obviously say yes and keep doing what she loves.
Yeah.
And so are you getting – did you just get burnt? I feel like the show shouldn't have ended. Why aren't you bringing back – now it's not kids. Rich girls of Beverly Hills.
Rich ladies.
Yeah. I think that – we were kind of surprised that it was off the air, because at the time we were the second or third – after Kardashians, we were the third rated show. But, I don't know what I can and can't say. I think that they thought that I think after the wedding, it was, we were on for 4 seasons. They felt that it would have been a good ending spot if we were going to end. It felt like it was a whole kind of story that finished. But I mean, we were supposed to start filming, and then they had some meetings, and they just basically at the end of the day, they decided that they wanted to go in a different direction. And they said that, obviously we're the rich kids, we're a little expensive. And they literally told us, we have a crop of these new girls that are willing to do whatever we tell them for way less money, so we're gonna invest in these 4 new shows instead of just funding your one show.
Right.
And none of those four shows.
And then where are those shows now, right?
Anywhere.
I mean,
yeah.
So I think that people were always surprised because the thing was that our we're still friends. We still say that like Rich Kids is still going on, but it's just not being televised. So, like, we're all still friends. We're all still living the same lives, going through the same, you know, things, the excitement that you see on TV. It's just not televised.
But that's the best part, that it wasn't just for TV. Like, that mm-hmm. is your real lives. Like, so much stuff is staged for TV. And I know, like, with us, certain things have to be staged and lifestyles.
And no.
I mean, just like in general on TV. But I feel like for you guys in your show, that was true to what you guys were really going through. Are you yeah. friends with Morgan's?
Have you dated Cooper since the show?
Oh okay, my God, you my know gosh. Cooper. Oh my God, no.
He's killing it now, too.
Is he? I ran into him the other
yeah,
day.
He's
so did
like
I.
$20 million cribs like every week.
That's crazy. Good for him.
Yeah, so really maybe good.
Late
be,
bloomer.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, does that mean? No, but like, he, I'm, no, glad, I mean, I'm glad for, that he yeah. got it together.
Yeah.
He did.
I remember he used to always talk about you guys, like, Spencer's doing this, Tyra's doing this, you know, like, and they would, he would always like hype you guys up to me. You should be doing this. You should be doing this. And like, yeah, but I'm glad that he's doing good.
Yeah,
so no
he is.
Date. Are you dating or what? Or are you,
I mean, I
this is
was.
What a podcast is for.
I guess it's Valentine's yeah. Day. Yeah.
Right, right. Tell us yeah. all about your love yeah. life.
Oh my God. Well, it's not that exciting right now. I'm just single, living my best life, focusing on the website and stuff like that. So I was in a relationship and then that it just didn't work out. And so now I'm just getting back to me and getting back to all the things that I want to do. And for me, I'm an Aquarius, so I'm very independent, and it's hard for me to find someone that kind of I feel like is adding to my life and that I'm going to like kind of carve out time for and also helping me progress. I think that I'm not – I don't want to say that I'm really picky, but I think that it takes a lot to move the needle for me.
Yeah.
And I want like a lot – like my dad is like, Dorothy, you have to pick a lane. Like you want the guy that you're attracted to that's also successful, that's also going to be a good person, that's also going to cater to you. That's also – like you need to figure – like you pick your lane.
I don't know what you freeway that lane is
you gotta,
on.
I know.
You may need to go
that's
to
a toll
somewhere.
Road or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's,
Aquarius, is that – April?
January. So I just had my 32nd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks
well,
ago.
Well, you're so young. You have so much.
Yeah,
so
I
much
also
time.
Felt like, I don't know, like I don't feel like I really am in a rush to settle down. And so I feel like every year I'm like, oh, this is my last Coachella. This is my last, like I have one more hoorah left in me and I'm just not ready. I don't know. I feel very internally younger than I am. Like I still feel like I'm like 23 years old.
Fine.
And like awkward and giddy and hyper.
So does Spencer.
22, Heidi.
You look it. You guys like it looks super
you're married with a baby. You are not 22. Dorothy can act that way.
I'm up.
It's
as
all the crystals.
22 year old during the night.
Probably more.
Keeps you young.
So the website is
DorothyWang.com. So it's a travel recommendation site. Just my whole life, I've loved food. I've loved travel my whole life. And it's just always something that's been a huge part of my life. And it's as kind of I could – as my social media grew and I was like posting trips and stuff, it was kind of the number one question people – when I was in Tokyo. Where are you staying? Where are you eating? All this stuff. Everyone just had this like thirst of not – wanted this like knowledge that I had. And so – even though I love Instagram, it's not the most, you know, easy to navigate. The second I left Tokyo, no one can find the information anymore, you know? So I wanted to just put it on a nice platform that's organized.
We need to pitch this to E. This is wild on E. Like this like- –
You don't understand. This is what I – so I've always wanted to do – like my dream is to do a food or travel show. And for them, they would always tell me like, oh, you know, travel's not really our thing because they think wild – it didn't really work for them. And so
– yeah, that's basic though.
I know. So first comes a website. I need to, you know, make myself you like kind of like your go-to travel girl. I have to get the word out and like, you know, see the response I get also and make sure people like the content, which, you know, they have been. And it's curated travel because nowadays like you're not going to go on TripAdvisor and trust what they're saying. And I hate when I hear – so I love traveling so much and I get upset when people are like, oh my God, I'm never traveling again. I had the worst trip. I just followed my American Express, like, you know, guide and he said to book this and that. And So I feel like I've been to so many places. I've kind of like sniffed through everything. I know which airports to fly in and out of. I know what restaurants to go to. And not everything is super, super expensive. Like when I travel, I'd like to do highs and lows. Like one night we'll go to a Michelin star restaurant. Then the next day we'll like eat at like a stand on the corner, you know. But it's just finding those hidden gems. And it's not necessarily traveling the most expensively. It's, you know, being prepared and knowing, you know, what the locals do. And also it's keeping a little – I like to have like an 80% secured schedule or itinerary and leave like 20% to be spontaneous and to figure out and flow within the city. So I give all my guides and all my tips, and it's just very easy, like very easily navigatable. Is that a word?
Yeah, it sounds great. Okay. Yeah. Hashtag.
What about YouTube? Do you have YouTube episodes of this?
No, I don't. Well, here's – everyone's like, what are you doing? Like, I literally launched it 2 weeks ago. So right now I'm still building.
Where's the blog?
No, everyone's like, where's this? So when I launch with five cities. I launch with Amsterdam, Tokyo, Shanghai, Aspen, and Capri. And then next week I'm going to launch Miami. So it's also – and I was in Super Bowl for Miami. So it's also really part of my natural life. So whenever I go somewhere new, I come back and I do a guide for it and I write all the recs. And, you know, it is a lot harder – or not – I don't want to say hard because it comes naturally, but it does take a lot more time because I'm so specific and curated. Like I'll tell you specifically like what dish to get at which restaurant and like I'll – like and I have to make sure everything's perfect and just curated because it's my taste and I would never want to send anyone somewhere that like I didn't really love and I didn't think that would be
– Can we do Aspen?
Let's do Aspen.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. We love Aspen. Wait, I have Aspen up.
No, let's get the non – obviously go to the site
like
and read Aspen.
Yeah. What are a few like, –
Give us your Aspen.
The Aspen trip. The Aspen trip for the hotels, I did obviously St. Regis. I did Viceroy, Jerome, Little Nell. And I really like the Gant and it's for like a group trip, I like the Gant, and it's also a little less expensive. I give like altitude tricks. You know how to not get altitude sickness the best way.
How?
Because most people go and they buy those little oxygen canisters. Those don't work. You just have to drink so much water.
Oh, yeah.
Like you need to just drink water, and then you're fine.
I thought it was champagne. Yeah. I've been doing it wrong.
No, you've been doing it wrong this whole time.
What about restaurants?
Restaurants, obviously Matsuhisa. What else? Matsuhisa, Jimmy's, Casa Tua, Cash Cash, the Chef's Club at St. Regis. They always do the different pop-ups, Meat and Cheese.
Oh, Meat and Cheese is our new favorite.
Meat and Cheese. And then Creperie du Village. That's like kind of easier reservation to get. Ajax Tavern, which apparently the rumor is that Ajax Tavern invented the truffle fry. I don't know
if
that's true.
I can
but that's
believe
what they say, that the truffle fries
that
are invented
come out
there.
Of Aspen at, I can see it. They're pretty darn good.
Yeah. What are your favorite secret gems?
Just for like the energy, we like to go to Woody Creek Tavern just because that's where all the rock stars.
Oh,
well, it's like
great.
Out of Aspen a little bit, right?
Yeah. It's right by Snowmass, like across from it.
Uh huh.
And it's where Kate Hudson and her family live, out there. Mm-hmm. So there's like really nice places out there. Like all the Eagles used to go there because they live up there on the whatever.
It's called. It's more like a fun. There's like it used to be like the famous bar that people would like. It's like a movie.
It's like
scene
what you say when you would go to like the stand somewhere. It's like the.
Yeah.
Like the fun, less expensive burger joint.
So that's fine. We go there with her dad. But definitely Meat and Cheese is our favorite.
Pine Creek Cookhouse.
White House Tavern.
I have that on my list.
What's that oyster place that just opened?
That has the clam chowder.
Steak 316. You know what I love? Actually, Spring Cafe. It's like a little plant-based, perfect lunchtime little juice and salad shop.
Oh, we've been there.
It's good for lunch.
So if you're going next week, which of those hotels is your favorite, like that you stay at the most? I know those, you named all those, but like.
Probably Little Nell or St. Regis are my top two.
Yeah.
But if I'm going with the group, the Gant is really nice. I've stayed at the Gant a lot because also at high seasons, the Gant is a little bit more affordable. So it's not like skyrocketed prices.
When did you go?
I'm actually going to go probably in 2 weeks, but I went last year for New Year's. No, wait. I went last year around March, and then I went 2 years ago, New Year's.
I think we should go one more time.
Sell some more crystals, honey.
The best thing is summer in Aspen. I really want to go to summer in Aspen. That's the best. The hiking and the whitewater rafting.
And the fall is great, too.
Or spring ski. Aspen, actually, it's like all year round. It's so nice. And it's just so cute. And in my guide, I actually say, you know, it seems like a lot of work before you go, and things are expensive, but once you get there, it's so easy. You just walk around. You don't even really need a car. If you're staying in town, you just walk around, and it's so nice and easy.
We should just go to Shanghai. I bet we could get such good deals right now.
I feel like we could go stay at a five-star hotel real cheap.
I don't know. Just wear a bag over.
Could you imagine?
I'd do it.
No. It's you want to wear that bag that was in the airport that someone zipped themselves in.
Yeah, have you seen some of these photos, these tents you wear? It's crazy. I'll wear it if we're going to Shanghai for a good deal.
So are you kind of done with TV after you did that? You were like, I'm done with
that version? After Rich Kids, and I did a show with E! Called Famously Single, which I like lived in.
With Callum.
Yes, Callum was there again. And Ronnie and Malika and Tiffany from Tiffany New York. And then after that, I didn't want to just like keep doing shows to keep doing shows. Like I never like felt like I wanted to be famous just to be famous. Like if I could do a travel show or a food show or something that made sense to me, I would love to do that. But I wasn't going to go on like Celebrity Big Brother and stuff like that. Because for me, it like always takes a toll on me. And then you meet certain people and sometimes you click, sometimes you don't. And you know how it is. Sometimes it's just hard. It's everything. When you're on TV like that, everything is dramatic. Like, everyone has to pick on you. Everyone has to fight with you. It's a different life. And I was just kind of ready to just kind of take a step back and really focus on what I wanted to do and hone in on that and hopefully then get a show based on what I actually want to be doing.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't say no. Even I would love to do a Simple Life type show or a fish out of water type, that type of thing. But just, I mean, nothing has really made sense yet.
You should go to Snapchat because they're doing creator series now where like you would go out and snap all of your trips and stuff. And then they take 50% of the ads that they put on the channel. So,
but like, do people want to watch things for like 18 seconds?
No, yeah, they're five minutes. You're lucky if you get to the 18 seconds, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you get 5 minutes.
They have more viewers than like every TV network.
They're really now it's really hard because there's so many different platforms. Before, it used to be like, okay, I have to be on TV. Is it going to be E? Is it going to be MTV? Or is it going to be VH1 or Bravo? Like, that was kind of the WeTV. Those were the only choices. But now it's like, there's going to be Quibi. There is Snapchat. There is Facebook. There's YouTube. There's so many – Netflix. There's so many different platforms. It's like, who are you striving to work with, you know?
I'm striving to work with any of those she just named. So if any of our listeners work for any of those companies, Spidey's available. Speaking of Quibi, we shot a Quibi pilot. We're waiting to hear if that goes.
I heard Quibi's going to be great. I mean, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Oh, I mean,
people that get their shows are getting paid.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these networks, you get – paid on different platforms. So I think it's just whatever works and whatever clicks and whatever audience. Like for us, we mostly Snapchat. Like I do Instagram and stuff, but like so many of our viewers are on Snapchat and that's like a whole different realm. And then it takes kind of the pressure off too, where you can also be the producer and the creator and stuff like that. But you know, it's just a wild world out there and it can be really stressful.
Because you're on the hills though, are you able to do all these extracurriculars.
Thankfully, because of Harrelson's Own, we're able to do it because we feel so good off our incredible CBD. OMG. Anything's possible.
And it's supposed to be ingested.
10 sprays in your mouth.
Right, and they create the best quality of CBD just for you. Their mission to bring you an organic CBD at a fair price that works fast, tastes great, and has superior absorption method.
Maybe that's why. So right now, get 10% off your purchase when you text Spidey to 63 5566. That's 63566.
Harrelson's own formula was formulated to provide full mind-body benefits that help you feel more stable, calm, focused, and collected.
Their nanotechnology makes it completely water-soluble, so your body absorbs it immediately. You'll start to feel it in a couple of minutes, not an hour.
Trust me, I felt it. Harrelson's own has a cool video for you to learn all about their hard work they have put into making their own product.
You can text them now, and they will send you a link to watch their video. And for our listeners, they will also give you 10% off your purchase. All you have to do is text Spidey to this number, 63566. That's Spidey to this number, 63566.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts, and joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
You thought of doing an app that way, like you connect navigation and you can like pin places.
Yeah, I've thought about a lot. There's so much I want to do that I sometimes get overwhelmed and I need to just be like, okay, because I'll get one DM from someone and like, Dorothy, I'm going to Paris next week for my honeymoon. Please send me Paris. I'm like, oh, I need to get Paris out. Like, I'm such a people pleaser. Like, if someone needs me to help them with something, I really am like, oh my God, they need a Thailand guy. This person's going to Thailand, but it's like not really on my rollout schedule. I have to just be like, okay. Like, I need to stick to my schedule and not get flustered and, like, go off track because I feel like one person, you know, needs it.
So yeah.
Or a couple.
You go everywhere then. This is, like, really.
Yeah.
And you have been since for years.
Ever since I was little. We always traveled. Like, my family, every, like, winter, summer, spring break during school. And also with my dad for business, he always – if he had a business – like, he would always make it a family business trip. Or, like, we would go to Australia because he was – like, he would have some meetings with department stores there. And it would be, like, okay, family trip is going to Australia. So all of his business trips, he would, like, bring the family and we would all go and, like, go to all these different places.
And I forget.
Was he in fashion?
He does a bunch of stuff. Well, he has, like, the biggest retail shopping center chain in China. But also now does real estate, automobile, like it's a whole conglomerate situation.
What does he say about the China situation? Is it?
I think that, I mean, in the beginning, he really, it wasn't like the death toll, I guess, really wasn't that high. I guess it was like only 2%, which is kind of, you know, more people die from pneumonia, the flu, walking on the street than, you know. So in the beginning, I think everyone thought, oh, it's not going to be that big of a – not that we didn't think it was going to be a big deal, but the death toll wasn't that high. And we thought that maybe like the I think it's just scary because it's something unknown and new, you know, and no one really knows where it's coming from. And it's kind of like that. It kind of strikes fear in people. But it was very contained. And so the government was doing like basically this, like if you live in a city where anyone has a case of it, like everything is shut down. Like my dad wasn't allowed to have any meetings or like no one can like group or gather. So the government really was on top of it, trying to quarantine people, keep people away from each other to, you know, hopefully have it just go away as quickly as possible.
So he's not tripping.
He's not really tripping.
No.
But it is scary when you hear. But also, you don't know what's real and what's fake. Because a lot of the media that we get and the numbers we get are different. And some of the numbers that China's putting out are different. And who knows what's kind of real and what's kind of fake. Maybe it's somewhere in between.
On a whole different note, to our listeners, if you hear something that is Dorothy's beautiful nails, which I think Heidi needs to copy.
Where do you get
Speaking
these done?
Of nails, Heidi spent 2 hours the other day having her nails. This is supposed to be fashion. It looks like a sharp. Sharpie went through it. It is not fashion. Dorothy's are 10 out of 10. Heidi got hustled. Where did you get those done? Heidi's
I have
there.
Great so nail funny. Artist. Her I'm name not, is Lexi.
Did she come to the house?
They used to, and then they stopped. And it was like, like for me, I was like, what? I have to go to the salon. But no, they work at they work out of Christoph's Salon on Beverly Drive. So they're very close.
Is that where you get your hair done?
No.
Where do you get your hair done?
Like colored or cut or
This isn't the guide? Heidi, this is a different guide. You're asking for
I get the quick version. I get
cut. I go to – so for color, I go to Mesh. Mm-hmm. On Robertson. And then my guy's name is Mark. He used to work at Mesh, but now he's at, like, I think it's Alma Salon on Camden. I'll send you all this
what
stuff
about
after.
For Cut?
Oh, sorry. Cut is Mark. Cut. Yeah. Okay. But then also, I feel like nowadays you put so many clip-ins, extensions, like blowouts. It doesn't matter what your cut looks like anymore.
That's interesting.
I wish you were still on TV.
Yeah, I just got a cut. And so I was like, well, who should I go to? And I was thinking I'm going to Kristoff to get a new cut. But then, yeah, I'm like putting too much pressure on my
hair. But then I was like, the guy that cut your hair, all you did was get compliments. Why, like, if it's not broken?
But he doesn't have a salon and he won't come to the house. And I can't, like, find one. I don't want to go to Venice. I'm like, so,
yeah.
We can do Venice on a workout day.
I don't want to get my hair cut in Venice.
I'll come to meet with you. I'll drive you.
It's dangerous in Venice, okay? There's stabbings. I hear Venice, my citizens.
There's $2 million. Everything's $2 million in Venice.
Your citizens alert is like all the time.
A different Venice than where the Harris. This is Abbott Kidney where this probably is. I don't think.
Maybe.
Where do you guys live?
Palisades.
And, oh, so nice. Yes. I love the Palisades. Palisades Village.
Oh, the
life changing.
Everything. There's an Erewhon there now.
Thank God. We go to Erewhon. That's where I saw Cooper the other day.
Oh, my God.
Was that Erewhon?
Sorry.
You know what? Funny story. I was actually at Matsuhisa the other night. And the guy's like, oh, Dorothy, I have two tables for you. Which one do you want? He goes to the first table, and literally Cooper's there on a date with – I'm like, I can't sit. I was like, I can't sit there. This
the other table.
I was like, the other one. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, the other one, please.
Who's our favorite is Yoshi. Yoshi's our favorite chef.
What are your favorite Beverly Hills restaurants?
Yeah.
Favorite Beverly Hills restaurants?
Great question.
Well, okay, this isn't Beverly Hills, but I love Angelini Osteria. That's always, like, my number one Italian spot. It's on Beverly Boulevard. It's across from El Coyote, like Beverly and Poinsettia. Angelini Osteria. It's great, homey, non-fuss Italian. Whoa. Really good.
No tap.
In Beverly Hills, I really like Greek food right now. So I really like Avra, and I really like Lucas, which is small and across the street. I also obviously love, like, I like the Portavias. I like the Pastayos. Just simple, clean.
Heidi's taking a note.
I know. My notes are like, just
I need to
working.
Do the LA Guide. Like, but I need to, because the LA Guide is, that one has to be so good and, like, so massive that I need to like,
what's
really figure
Italian?
Out the rollout.
Angelini
Osteria. It's great. They have, do you like uni? Or sea urchin?
I do, but
they do this, the best sea urchin pasta.
I like it. They have lemon pasta if it's in the box, and they make a big deal about it.
Have you tried the uni tacos?
At
Matsuhisa? Uh-uh. Oh,
no.
They have uni tacos that are really good. It's uni with, so, like, good. A seaweed crust.
I'm always like, is that the special taco. Box? What's that box?
If anything, like, if it's presented to you the right way. I actually had a friend who used to be so scared of eating. Like, he was literally, like, that guy that would only eat chicken and, like, rice or, like, pasta, and, like, was so scared of stuff. And he went to a really fancy omakase Japanese restaurant, and I think, like, Jay-Z or someone was sitting next to him. And so – and then he was just, like – because – they were so precise, was such a prestigious place to eat. He just kind of was like, I'm not going to be that bum that's not eating anything. So he was so scared. Like, he literally only would eat chicken, like white chicken breast. And then he just started eating all this stuff because he was peer pressure too. And now he's like the biggest foodie ever.
That is so funny.
He's like making up for lost time.
Gosh. That is, it's so like Taylor funny. Swift just having her first burrito 2 years ago.
Oh my God, I saw that.
still scares me. I don't
saw
understand.
That. I watched her Netflix thing.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I think it made me like her more. Great. I think, right? I don't know.
I haven't fully seen it.
I just wish she hadn't actually done the politics thing. I wish she'd, like, listened to her daughters.
But she was very passionate about it. Crying.
You can't fake that. Otherwise, she'd be Meryl Streep.
It's very interesting about her eating disorder that she spoke about.
I thought that's...
Well, I noticed the shift before the Reputation tour where she looked stronger and like, more like an athlete.
I just thought she maybe, you know, got a little bigger.
Yeah,
but
I was like, she got a new trainer, but
training, working out.
Yeah, but
as we all get older, it can't eat what we used
to.
No,
she looks
fit. She looks great.
She looks fit.
Yeah.
We're not
great.
Saying
she's not.
Not
she
would not.
She was very, like, I don't want to say straggly, but she was just tall, very, very lanky before.
Well, the problem is if you hang out with those Victoria's Secret angels, like, in person, they look even
crazier.
Yeah, like, it's unhealthy in person. Like, it kind of, like, looks unhealthy on, like, a photo, but then you see them in person, you're like, oh my God, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah.
So, do you watch reality TV or do you watch movies or shows?
Yes.
What do you like?
I love the Housewives series.
Oh, which so one's gorgeous. Your favorite?
Oh, my God. I love Beverly Hills because I feel like it's like hometown and you know them and you like hear things. You know what I mean? And then I love Atlanta. And then New York's just crazy. New York's wild. Those are my top three favorites. But, I mean, I'll watch the other ones when it's like slow season.
What about Jersey? You don't love Jersey?
I watch Jersey, but I don't love it. I don't know why. I don't love it.
I like Jersey more than New York.
No, I like New York because they're just all batshit. And they're all just like drink and fight, and they're all crazy. I like Shark Tank a lot.
I aspire to be them.
You do watch Shark Tank?
I like Shark Tank. I feel like you guys should go on Shark Tank and sell something. I feel like you'd be great.
Yeah, sell something.
When you guys have a party. Yeah.
I'll be like, yo, we got rocks.
Rocks on a rope.
Rocks on a rope.
Rocks on a chain.
What else do I like? I watch a lot of Netflix. I love Cheer. Did you guys watch Cheer?
I need to see that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And I was a cheerleader, so I feel like it really hit home. Obviously, to no extent to how good they were. But, like, when you're in it, even if you're, like, the worst cheer team at the competition, you're still in the competition. You're, like, you know.
Where did you go to
Beverly Hills High School?
I went to Harvard Westlake.
Oh, we have the same questions? This is
yeah,
so
you guys have been, like, asking the same questions.
It's so weird.
You're in sync.
Harvard Westlake. Yeah. Dang, that's a hard school.
It's not where
I'm low-key smart. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to be high-key smart. You cannot pass.
You're not smart.
I guess it was a little easier when you went than now, I think.
No, it was hard. It's always been hard.
Now it's like probably, stupid it? Hard, I think. Like,
but I now would know. Like, I went to public school. I don't know.
And you grew up
to private
you
schools
grew up,
in Colorado.
Oh, in Colorado.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Harvard Westlake had cheerleaders.
Spencer
yeah, we were kind of like the first breed of like.
I guess Crossroads had them.
Went to Crossroads. Yeah, a lot of the really artsy Harvard Westlake kids that like they would go to Crossroads and they would like report back and be like, you know, at my new school, we call the teachers by their first names. There's no homework due. Like
there's no homework due.
Like it was much more fluid than Harvard Westlake.
Oh my,
right?
Yes, that's yours is like a prep school.
Ours was like but you didn't realize you thought all schools were like this, and then I went to college and it was so easy. College was such a breeze for me.
Where'd you go to college?
USC. So I went to...
Alumni. Opposite thing happened to me. Crossroads was so chill. And then I got to college like, what is this?
Well, no matter where you go to college, the best thing they have is pizza. After decades of making our name as the nation's leading carry-out only pizza chain, Little Caesars is proud to announce... Drumroll.
Delivery!
Oh my gosh. For years, they've brought customers delicious pizza at ridiculously good prices. So look out, world. Something delicious is coming.
Little Caesars has some big news. Now they deliver. From the creators of the $5 hot and ready pizza and the extra most bestest comes the latest and greatest pizza innovation. Go. Crazy amounts of topping at the nation's best price.
Best price.
Now deliver.
Ooh.
You can get the same Little Caesars pizza
you
love right to your front door. Order it online or order it on the Little Caesars app.
Now you don't even have to leave your house or dorm or wherever you are. You can enjoy the hot, delicious pizza at home.
Claim of the nation's best price is based on comparisons of the following pizzas for the top four national pizza chains. Little Caesars custom top pizzas with up to five of our toppings and the other three pizza chains. Comparable large, round, standard menu, custom top pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available at participating locations only. Delivery fees apply.
So, no matter where you went to college, there you are.
Pizza's there.
Yeah. Wait, my girlfriend just messaged me. He goes, oh my God, I die for Heidi. Tell me everything. She's the only other white girl with blonde hair that I've ever loved before.
Oh my gosh. I love that girl. Thank you. Who's the other one?
Herself. Oh, herself. Because she's white, but she always jokes and she's like,
that's so amazing.
Super friend.
Oh, well, I love her. Let's get drinks.
Speaking of drinks, what is your drink of choice right now?
Do you drink?
Drink of choice.
We shouldn't assume people drink. Do you drink?
You can't travel and not drink. That's like
no, I'm very all or nothing. I'm not a casual drinker. This sounds so bad. I'm a binge drinker.
Me too.
Relatable.
Like, I'm either not drinking. Like, it's not like I have like an Aperol spritz with lunch. No, I'm either like drinking and there better be an after party or not drinking at all. But when I drink, I like to drink tequila.
Oh, yeah, just tequila.
Tequila usually. If I'm starting off, probably tequila soda with lime or lemon. That's it.
Which
so you're
tequila?
Not a wino?
No.
Not with all these restaurants?
I know. I really need to be, and I am. But sometimes I will have a little bit, and when I'm with my family, when it's like nice wine, obviously. But I don't usually like to mix food and alcohol.
Wow.
Wow, that's a real foodie. Is that like a thing?
I don't know. I feel like I would rather eat my calories and then not like just, I don't know, mix it with drinks. Definitely I never mix like hard alcohol with my food. Like I will always eat dinner. Like my friends, like if we're going out, my friends are always like, when are you going to start drinking? I'm like, after my dinner. I don't like to mix food with alcohol. I just think it's like,
food's just my chaser.
Like vodka with like good food. Like, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah, but like if you're at a Mexican restaurant, how are you not having a margarita?
True. Wait, your favorite Mexican is Don Antonio's. Yes. I remember always it's the Cooper. We used to say the Spencer Burrito or Spencer Tacos.
I'm really loving Cooper. I'm going to get this. I'm going to text him and say, yo, we got a blind date for you.
You guys should bring him on.
Have you ever been on a dating app?
No. Well, actually, I inadvertently was. Our friend actually started Tinder years ago, and we'd always be at his house.
I thought it was a girl that started it.
Mm-mm, Justin Mateen.
Dang.
So we were at his house, and like we'd always have after parties and whatever, hang out at his house. And one day, all my girlfriends and we left, and we're like, what is this app on our phone? I guess he had uploaded it and like didn't, like, we were probably just like, oh yeah, sign us up, whatever. So I was like on Tinder for years. I didn't even know. People were like, oh, I matched with you on Tinder. I was like, what? So that's the only dating app I've ever been on, but I didn't know I was actually on it.
And
so
now
that's
he's how a billionaire.
I know. And I feel like maybe I should be getting a little bit of a kickback on being one of the founding members.
I bet he just got all his hot friends, signed them up, and they weren't even on.
I remember my icon picture was like me in like a corset on Halloween too. I probably did really well.
He's like going through your face like
so it's so crazy. And then it became like the biggest thing.
Does he still own it or did he sell it?
I think they sold it. I think Tinder sold, right?
What's your favorite designer?
So many. For what? For like clothing, for purses.
For bags and shoes.
Obviously Hermes for bags. Yeah. Chanel, I'm so typical. And Chanel. I love Dior also. Bottega right now.
They have a big one at the Village, right? No.
No.
They have Brunello.
Oh, Brunello, yeah.
But that's just close.
So, do you guys go to Sweet Laurel? Bakery?
I do. Their hot chocolate's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have had that. Gunner likes it too, but I got one of the smash cakes for Gunner for his birthday, and it was the wrong thing to buy. It is not
smashable.
Yeah, it wasn't smashable, and it
too
was
healthy for
too
him,
healthy. Yeah, he didn't want it. I'm like, my 1-year-old is like,
we're not shading for Laurel.
No, it was great. I ate it.
Yeah,
it was great
delicious.
For me.
Just one thing about Sweet Laurel. I love Sweet Laurel, but I recently have been going on this like health journey to figure out all my intolerances because I was having really crazy allergies and inflammation, and so I finally went to a naturopathic doctor who was testing me for like all these intolerances and food allergies and stuff, and so I found out I was intolerant to eggs and soy and almonds and like a bunch of stuff that I was eating. And for my birthday, my party planner actually called them and was like, oh, can you make this cake but like with no eggs? And they said no. But I think that they don't really make things custom. I think it's just like they make what they make and they sell what they sell. They're not like custom orders.
Yeah, I think it's more just gluten-free.
It's gluten-free, refined sugar-free, I think dairy-free.
Egg-free. Yeah, was this homeopathic person one of the ones where like makes you hold things or how?
Yes, the tinctures or whatever. They put things on you and then they do muscle testing.
I've
That's crazy.
That. I'm not sure I believed it.
Well, okay, so I didn't know if I was going to believe it or not, or it's just a lucky guess, but then I did the blood work to back it up to check kind of if it was right. And the things that she said that I reacted to, most of them I was actually
intolerant
to. That
is true because I went to an allergist and did the blood test, which that was not fun.
How but you know there's differences between –
Did you get this where they poke you like
– Yeah. I did all the – so I went to an allergist. I was at like the top doctor at USC. No one could figure out why I was getting these crazy reactions. And then I went to a naturopathic doctor and she basically told me that I needed – everyone has a detox funnel and your detox funnel is your kidney, your liver, and your gallbladder. And once that funnel gets full, just from life, just from pollution, eating like food that isn't organic, makeup, alcohol, whatever, your funnel gets full and you need to empty your funnel so things can pass through it. And that's why I was getting allergic reactions to things because my body was kind of just like if your detox funnel is kind of overflowing, then anything you add to it's going to come out of your skin. So I was getting a really crazy skin reaction.
So was I for like 2 years.
Really?
Going to every doctor. And then what we finally, and it may not be true, the only thing that was like weird is we were eating so much sushi and my mercury was so high. So that way we started thinking it was maybe the mercury, but I don't know. It could have just been stress.
And then it just went away.
Yeah.
And then they say stress. So every doctor I was going to is your stress. I'm like, I'm not that stressed to be causing. Like, I've been stressed my whole life. It's not inner turmoil. Everyone says it's your inner turmoil, stress. That's making. I'm like, I know myself. Like, my body would not stress myself out to make myself look uglier. Like, that's not happening. I'm not creating a redness on my neck. Like, it's not. You know, so then I found this great naturopathic doctor called Dr. Fong in Mountain View, California. And I went and I flew to San Francisco and I went to go meet with her. And she did all the muscle testing. She told me about her theory. So I went on this – before my birthday, I went on this like 6-week detox. And it really like got me back to how I used to be. And like I didn't have any allergic reactions or anything anymore. But then – it really is really important what you put in your body, because then I went – after my birthday, I went to Miami for the Super Bowl and I was like drinking and I had 7-layer dip, which had like dairy and with a corn chip, and then it just like basically whoop, like it all – I'm like, I left my face and body in Miami. Like I'm still waiting for it to return.
Oh, this just happened.
Yeah, like a week or two.
You want to like enjoy life and you want to have fun, and then it's like consequences to everything.
But because also when I'm on it, I'm so on it. Like I literally am like no soy. No eggs, no gluten, no wheat, no yeast, no caffeine, chocolate, anything. So when I'm on it, I'm super, super, super on top of it. No pineapple.
How long you
cucumber,
do that for 6 weeks?
6 weeks. I did it for 6 weeks.
As a reset.
That's a long time.
As a
to
reset.
Get the funnel.
To empty the funnel.
I did do that. I think I did it longer than 6 weeks.
You have to just detoxify your body.
It was like
but it made sense
months.
And no conventional doctor could figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
I was getting put on all these like crazy medications.
All these creams are $1,000 I was using. It was like,
no, you don't I had a shot, it's called Dupixent, and it is $5,000 a shot and you need it every 2 weeks.
This is what they were trying to
Dupixent.
Get me on.
Yeah.
I was like, you are not getting that
like,
shot.
Just deal with the
rashes.
Like,
that's a Birkin. That is one Birkin. Two shots are a Birkin.
It's so crazy. No, but it was literally I mean, insurance ended up covering it after a while, but still, I don't want to be putting things into my body unnecessarily because you never know. Because growing up,
prednisone, and I was
prednisone's the worst, or steroid creams. Like when I was young, I had eczema. Every doctor was like, "Oh, use a steroid cream," and it was like magic. You put it on, and it's gone.
But then you lose your intolerance, and it's so bad.
They say the steroids getting into your body.
Did you get headaches? I think that's what's going on with my headaches. Maybe
the craziest thing about my reactions was it was only skin. It was just skin. Like, do you want me to show you pictures?
I have worse pictures.
You want No. You don't know what I went through last year.
Okay.
Last year.
Spencer was almost hospitalized.
I also couldn't do any TV stuff because I didn't know how my face was going to be. Like, I tried. I
couldn't go in public.
I filmed a show on. Are we like twins right now?
I look like Woogie. I was Woogie. Heidi was calling me Woogie.
I filmed a show on Facebook and I had to go to the ER in the middle of it to get like a shot because I was having an allergic reaction. Like for literally 6 months of my life, I was getting. Okay, are you guys ready? Do you want to go first?
I'm ready.
I took them out of my favorites.
You go first. His are bad.
So day one, I'd wake up and it'd be like this, all over my face.
I'll beat this.
Okay,
that's a lot.
Mine was like thick though. It was like
day two, it would get swollen and my whole face would get swollen and puffy.
You're rivaling me.
Yeah, you might win.
You may win.
Day three, but, more puffiness and swollen.
But is this just on your face? Is down my whole
just
legs?
Just face and neck.
Then
on the fifth day, it would be like this and the whole thing would peel off. And this would happen to me every 2 weeks and it would be 5 days. So I would have basically like 6 good days and like 6 bad days.
But on your chest, it looks like yeast.
Have you ever done
yeast, like the yeast scrub. So I have a dermatologist that you should see that Spencer does see, Dr. Jessica Wu.
Harvard.
She went to Harvard. She's the only dermatologist that went to Harvard. She's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I had a chest rash just like that, mm-hmm. but just on my chest, and it was a yeast infection. She said, because we all have yeast on our skin, uh-huh. and then if it, something kicks in with your hormones or whatever, it looked just mm-hmm. like that. It went away in like 2 days.
But the weirdest thing about my reactions is that it would keep changing. So then I, like after yeah. a while, I never got those, and I would just get really puffy in my face. It was just weird.
That's what – so Spencer's were all down his legs. And he couldn't even walk because his whole
just
legs...
all over my face. And wow. then I would get really bad inflammation.
I used to have them in my favorites because I used to have to show doctors. So
oh,
much,
my God.
I took them out of my favorites.
No. I have... So I have wait, to, like, I joke that I used to take, like, oh, sexy selfies. Like a... Now they're all ugly skin selfies to send to my doctors. All my selfies are, like, when I have red blotches on my face now.
So what do you have coming up? What trips do you have? What do you have coming on?
I am going to – I'm going to go back to Miami – well, okay, I'm going to Aspen probably in 2 weeks. Oh, and then I'm going to go to Miami for a wedding, go to New York. And then after that, I might go to Paris for with a girlfriend. I did have some Asia trips planned, but, you know, TBD on that.
Yeah. What's your favorite airline?
To fly? Mm-hmm. I'm not that picky. To fly where? Domestically, I love JetBlue.
Really?
And you know what's actually crazy? I'm going to share a funny story. I always fly Mint JetBlue. And then this last time when I went to the Super Bowl, the prices were so crazy. Super Bowl prices are insane. So, like, for my flight back, it was either $4,000 for Mint or $700 coach premium. And so I was like, not looking forward to it. I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to waste that much money. Yeah. And like, it's just annoying. So then, and Super Bowl was so expensive anyway. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, sit premium economy. But it was great for my website and my knowledge because sitting premium economy, I learned so much. Just like just little things. And also, it wasn't that bad, to be honest. Like, it really, I felt like I was doing market research to see, you know, because I'm giving all these travel tips, but like, I don't know really, I need to give travel tips for the whole plane.
Yeah, no, that's
not just
brilliant.
The front.
That's
so
brilliant.
I learned, and I did realize that a lot of people, this is crazy, because I was in the front row of coach, so the bathroom was right in front of me, they don't wear their shoes in the bathroom.
Ooh.
Like, 8 out of 10 people were going into the bathroom with no shoes on.
Oh, really?
Like, with socks, but still.
Ew.
There's no sole.
Ew.
So now
people
I'm like
– all over the floor.
So now – and it's weird. So now I'm like, I need to make a line of travel essentials for – like slippers
like
for
booties.
People to bring
yeah.
with them and
because
fold up in their bag and bring with them when they go to the bathroom.
Sometimes people provide those on like Virgin Atlantic or whatever
yeah.
they provide, like the travel socks. So, yeah, you make a cute line of them.
But, like,
how funny.
It was just, I'm like, oh.
How gross.
It was really weird. But I love JetBlue
so
within
JetBlue
the U.S.
Mint
JetBlue
is,
Mint is great.
Is, like, first class?
Yeah, that's their first class. And it's
okay.
great. It's just new. And I think that, like, you know, their menus are a little bit more innovative. Like, I'm, like, when I fly, I don't understand why these airlines try to make fancy. Like, I'm not trying to eat, like, raw tuna, caviar, and, like, a duck confit mousse on the plane.
Right.
Like, just give me something simple and that, you know, is edible. And so on JetBlue, they work with kind of like, they work with like the John and Vinny chefs. They'll do like meatballs and just a little bit. Oh, okay. Yours isn't that bad.
Oh, my God. It's like,
it's just like you have little pimples.
That's just my face. That was on my entire, let's find a leg.
So what was it from? The mercury coming out of your body?
They don't even know.
And then it just went away.
Yeah.
I think alcohol, too.
Like, I don't.
Alcohol is so bad for you.
I know.
Okay. I see. But, like, at least you're not swollen. It just looks like you have acne. It makes you look young. It looks like you're 16 again.
How positive.
That's not acne.
Oh.
That's rad.
So what did you do? Were you scared to be seen? I was. I was, like, hiding.
We were in – oh, my God.
I wore so many –
Vegas. I'm walking around Vegas. Like
I wore so many baseball hats. But
and sweating made it worse. And Spencer,
oh, yeah. Sweating and heat. Okay.
Sweating
okay.
and heat made it worse. Yeah, he was in a jiu-jitsu tournament. It is.
That's, I think I'd rather –
So, and then what happened?
And then he almost went to the hospital because he had a jiu-jitsu tournament that he'd been training months for. And where he's like, I'm just going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then it was so bad. And then he almost like passed out from the medicine that he was on. And then eventually it just kind of went away.
How did it go away? I used to take so much Benadryls or Taxizal.
Yeah.
It's all a thing. But you can't take all that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It was.
And then you detoxed and then it went away.
I think.
Pretty much. He went off of gluten, everything.
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 Did help me get an 8-pack for the first time in my life. But
wow. That yeah. No, when I don't eat things that I'm intolerant to and get inflammation from, I literally notice, like, everything just de-bloats and then, like, muscles yeah. show. It's crazy.
I know.
But then it's like, well, it's not worth living.
But it's so hard. And then you kind of want to travel. To be yeah. that person.
I want champagne and yeah. I want caviar.
But at least do you like caviar? Yes. Not, I'm addicted to caviar.
I love caviar. Of course you are.
Of course you are. I didn't know about it. I was
it
saying,
is so good.
I thought it was just like a joke in movies. And then I was read the Beverly Hills Hotel.
So
I was like, let's get caviar.
No, you know what? And then you the add little, all the little oh, things.
Yeah,
the
I can't do it plain.
With the, oh, no. With you put with the egg whites and yeah. the onions so and the creme fraiche yeah, and yeah. the chives.
I want to show the leg.
What are you doing for what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm hanging out with you guys.
Oh, let's go. We're going to get Bellinis with the caviar.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't know. Well, I think I'm going to go. My sister's in town and she's having a dinner with her friends. But also my parents, I'm like supposed to go to dinner with them. But I'm like, maybe you guys should go to dinner on your own. I'm like not really that into Valentine's Day. Like I have the pink nails and stuff. But it's just like yeah. another day. And I think that because it's so weird. I'm like weird. Like I feel like it's like because when I was in my relationship, we always did Valentine's Day. I'm like, I've done that. Like right. I don't need it this year. It's so yeah. like I've had my fill of the Valentine's Day. So I'm happy that I'm not like nervous and having to go to like, you know, some sort yeah. of like fancy schmancy dinner.
No
that,
pressure. Yeah. No stress.
It was my legs.
Wow. Wow.
And it was this thick off his legs. Also, do you want kids one day?
Yes, I yeah. do. That's the thing. It's like I love kids, but I just feel like there's so much I want to do. I feel like with the website and just finally figuring out and getting that going, I kind of like there's so much I want to accomplish and do on my own before I feel like I'm ready to like, you know, even like merge with someone else and focus my time and
it's
energy.
True.
And for me with kids, I love kids. I love my nieces and I'm like the best little auntie, but I'm like, I can barely get myself ready and out on time. How can I be responsible for a human? Like I think right now, like a lot of my friends are like that too. Like all of us, not that we're selfish, but we just want to enjoy our lives. And especially also, I'm sure you understand like when we go through like skin stuff or all that stuff, as it sounds crazy because it's like it's just skin, it's just, but it was very debilitating. And like for me, it was the first time in my life that I would have to think twice, like, can I film the show, can I go on this trip, how's my skin gonna be? And it like held me back from a lot, and I feel like now I'm just like catching up with my life again, and you never know when something like that is gonna happen. So
no,
now
it's never happening again,
hopefully
either of us.
Knock on wood, never happening again. But it really taught me, like, I'm trying to just do as much as I can now, go to everything I want to go, to travel everywhere, visit every friend I want to go visit, because like you don't know, like that was just all taken away from me last year.
Yeah,
you know,
and life is short, you just never know what's going to happen anywhere with any of the world.
So I'll be like, honest, looking at those little photos just put me in such a good mood. No, I'm like, hi.
Aren't
right
you happy you're over the hump? Everyone
has the best life ever.
Everyone was like, don't worry, you'll get through it. But it was on days when my skin would act up, like it was the worst day of my life every day for like.
Well, not only does it hurt, it's depressing, it's uncomfortable. It's itchy.
It's uncomfortable. You can't shower. You didn't work out. And then also it's awkward because like people recognize you and they know you. And then it's not that I'm going to say that, you know, going through this is harder because whatever, people recognize you. But it is because people expect to see you a certain way. And I people be like, Dorothy, is that you? It's like, hi.
No.
Or like,
I definitely said that to
She's
people.
Much prettier.
I've seen her in person. She would never look
flawless
like this.
Skin. And people always like, because when my skin's good, it's really good. And I don't have pores. And I think that it was my karma because that was my thing. I used to brag, like, because every makeup artist, like, you have the best skin we've ever worked with, like, no pores. I'd be like, aha, no pores. And it was like my karma that my skin got taken away from me for a year.
Do you have a facialist you go to and do all that or not anymore?
Yeah, I haven't in a long time, but I love, do you know Shawnee Darden?
Yeah, I feel like she's famous.
Yeah,
the name.
So she's like the person. Yeah.
That should be in your guide.
What skin stuff
for
he
sure.
is.
But the problem is that sometimes I have to figure out.
You got to do tiers,
my
like
guide.
The diamond tier, like, and then
I know.
Like the basic girl's
guide. Because also,
guide.
It's like I'm gonna put these places on, but like, are they gonna be able to accommodate everyone that I send?
Right.
Well, so I have to give a slew.
Yeah, you need like an elite tier because then there are people that will accommodate if they come to you as like the go-to, like a princess.
Yeah, or you can give it stars. Five, you know, like
you want 5 stars, but I'm excited to follow this website.
What skin company do you use? What products?
Since I've been going through this, I really like kind of stripped away a lot of my skin products. Just kept it simple, kept it clean. I use literally, you're going to laugh. I use, for my body, because I have very sensitive skin, I use Vanny cream bar. It's like unscented, super clean soap bar, and I use that on my face.
Oh, good.
Do you know about Aven?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you got to check out Aven. That's the only thing I can use.
Really?
Like, it was created. This is – I wish it was ad. This is not an ad.
I know.
Aven,
please reach out,
please, Steve. Talk to Aven. So they got famous because they treated burn victims and their skin. So.
You look like a burn victim.
Oh, I look like a burn victim. You should go to their spa in France.
Put that on
you
your list.
Go.
You can go in there. Like this ancient water that they put in all the – and it's got – like scientists have gone there because in France – you like if you say this is a medical thing, it needs to be like cleared by the government. So they've like sent government scientists to be like, does this water really heal things? And it does.
It does.
So we were going to go there for his skin when it was
bad. But they only offered.
So I was about to go to the Mayo Clinic. I didn't know what to do.
Go to the event.
And it's a good price for such a high quality. Because I used to love La Mer, and that was like my favorite. And I only used that. And then we used La Prairie. And then we went to Aven, and it's just
because of like
quality.
Okay,
the
I should
thing.
Use that. I'm
and they have like,
it.
If God forbid you ever have the rash again, they have this one called Sickle Fate. That's like the rash. I mean, you're gonna be like mind blown. I'll go on the website.
Aven.
Do you have to go anywhere? Can I tell a few Heidi stories?
Yeah.
What is Heidi's stories? I feel like I had so many I want to talk about.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna ask you guys a question.
Oh,
what has been your favorite Valentine's Day together?
I just saw in my when I was searching through our looking for rash photos, I saw when we rented a boat.
That's mine.
Well, we've rented a boat twice. I was looking at the one when we did the one in
Napa. When we went up to Napa.
Yeah,
and we stopped in Monterey.
Yeah,
so we got the boat. That was
so very romantic. But then one of our first paparazzi setups, the paparazzi agency, we're like, yeah, we got it. This was pre-Splash.
PCN.
This is PCN, the original. So PCN was like, yeah, we booked a yacht for you guys. So we pull up, and it's literally like a Captain Ron scenario. This guy ends up like, I don't even think it was this guy's boat.
I think he took it.
We're on this boat. He crashes in the harbor into another boat.
Well, we're on
It's just us and him. This is a big boat. And he's like, hold on to something.
Yeah, we're like,
oh my God, what's going on?
We're like, it's a Titanic.
And he crashes the boat into another boat on our like Valentine's Day setup.
Yeah.
But at least I got you nice
memorable.
Heels.
You did. You got me those Jimmy Choos. That was so nice.
So that was your favorite because it was most memorable?
Probably.
Yeah, but today.
And something like that always.
Yeah.
You need a little quirk, a little excitement.
Today still has potential. We're going to Hermes.
I need my perfume.
You never know what they pull out of the back for us.
Who's your salesperson there?
Sean.
Who's Sean?
And
I don't know Sean.
You should know Sean.
I know some people there.
Oh.
Who's yours?
I don't know.
Watson or Michael Moore?
No, I don't know them.
Well, in there.
Yeah.
Well, it's just telling you. I don't want to shade your guy.
But you gotta just go.
I think Sean might be a manager.
You got to just go with who works for you.
Yeah.
So what do you have? What are your favorite – or not what do you have? You
what color? What how many Birkins do you have? How many? How do you want to know?
But it's really – I sound like so snobby.
Do you wear them?
No,
like,
we don't.
I wear them and I love
podcast.
Them. But I was like –
they're investments.
I was very like – in early, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I'm like kind of getting over them. There's like now I'm more specific what I want because I have all the colors that I want. So now I'm very specific. Like I only want like a Kelly Mini. That's all
Do
I want
right 20?
Now.
Do you have the 20?
Yes.
I just was talking about the 20. Do you have the 20 Birkin though?
I have the
I heard it's 20. So small.
Oh yeah, I have a 20 Parchemont. And then I have 25 and like different ostriches.
Are you the Birkin fairy?
Is that, That was my thing. I was like the Birkin queen. And in my early 20s, like I was like first in.
Oh,
amazing.
Wow.
So do you have Constance?
Yes.
Do you like those?
Yes. I don't love – I like them on other people's room. My sister loves Constances.
Yeah.
And like I have a couple. I like the mini ones over the big ones.
Yeah. Do you have the Kelly backpack?
No. Not the backpack.
I cannot believe my backpack was lost. I think it was stolen.
What else?
So you lost
off the truck?
Trip?
No, it was stolen in Colorado. I lost everything. Lost driver's license, credit card.
Where did you leave it?
Colorado. It was a trip that we lost everything. It was the weirdest thing. We've traveled together so much. We've never lost anything. This trip, we lost everything.
Or there was like a thief falling.
You lost everything.
You sound like a professional thief just jacking us.
Or like a little gnome or demon coming around just like pickpocketing.
For our listeners who are like, what are they talking about? Birkins go up in value more than gold. So
it's literally crazy. Like, it's really crazy.
They now like, allegedly, you're only allowed to buy two a year.
Two a year per country.
Woo!
Oh, dropping that knowledge.
That could go in the guide.
So if you're one, I'm two.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you have different accounts. Yeah. Like, if you need to open your own account, you probably do, right? Okay, then you can get four a year in the U.S.
That's our goal for 2020 for Virgin City.
If you could get one high-end watch, what would you pick?
I just got it for my birthday, actually. What? I'm really excited. I really wanted for a long time a Patek Nautilus.
What color
I did rose gold. I was annoying and did a whole story about it because I was so excited.
I am going to make a Finsta just to follow you.
Can't you follow me on your reel?
Because I just unfollowed 3,000 people and they're all texting me and messaging me because I spent my whole life watching people's stuff and liking it.
I don't follow that many people.
So now I just follow people that can beat me up if I unfollow them.
Including me.
So,
I had to do a Drake song.
Is this in your highlights? I'm gonna spend the whole day watching your highlights.
Yeah, can I see this?
Is that the Drake and Future song?
Yeah,
that's our caviar clip.
I was like, I have to flex, but I was so excited. Oh, and there's supposed to be such a long wait list.
Oh my god!
And obviously, I got off of it. Yeah, I had to get the diamond one. I was like, Mom,
you need a show.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, my God.
It's cute, right?
So good on your wrist. So good. Where
put that on the real reel when you're done.
Parents, do you live by yourself?
I live by myself. I used to live at my parents' house, and I literally was like, I'm never going to move out. And then my dad was like, you're not bringing cameras in here. Like, you're going away.
Oh, so the show helped you, like, grow up.
It did. It really did.
That's how I feel about being in the Big Brother house.
Oh, my God.
Because I used to not be able to, like, share bathroom. I couldn't use, like, public bathrooms.
That gives me anxiety. But also just not being able to get your steps in. Like, when working out and walking around.
You can't do anything.
I did one house living show, and it was, like...
But you guys could leave.
We could leave, but we had to get, like, medical. Like every doctor wrote us a note that, like, I, like, had anxiety, so I had to, like, go to the gym or, like... But it was still, because everything looks nice on TV. That's the thing when you film. Everything looks nice on TV, but you can't see what's dusty and dirty on screen or like how it smells or the temperature. So like it was just not fun to live in. And I think they would purposely like crank up the heat in the middle of the night. And like I would get so upset. And then like the plumbing wouldn't work. It was like
they do stuff like that on purpose.
They had to mess with you.
Because I would be so annoyed in the morning. I'd be like, I was hot all night. Now I'm sweaty and I'm puffy. And
they do that. And especially like for both of you that are so sensitive with your skin, dust is a severe
allergy.
But it's
a real thing. People think I'm just being bougie. Like, I go to a hotel and I'll ask them if they have an air purifier and a humidifier.
Do you know what the humidifier is, though, if they're dirty?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, so that's almost like the risky thing.
It's better to use just the air purifier.
Yeah, because then it's like you can actually get like scary sick if the.
Ooh.
A little breaking news for the guide. How do you not have a podcast? I feel like you would have been ahead of everyone on that.
I don't know.
Well, you should have talked to
Are you on TikTok?
One.
No. I get. Am I falling off right now?
You really don't have TikTok? You don't have a podcast?
I don't have
a TikTok?
Like, who am I? I'm really living a simple, normal life. I'm just a normal girl.
That should be your new.
Yeah, that should be the name of the podcast.
Life. No, but
I'm just a normal girl.
I am. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know.
You're not so basic, biatch.
If you're nearby, we need a guest host way more often. You'd be a great third host for us. So we're going to call in a ringer.
Yeah, the thing about the podcast that I love it, it's so conveniently close. It's so nice when, like, to have to do something in Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's,
thank God.
That's right.
The worst is when it's like you have to go to
Burbank,
Culver City,
North
Burbank.
Oh, we just came from Burbank. I know. That's we're right. like, we're traveling the whole city today. We'll do the city tour for you. Here's the Los Angeles traffic.
I was about to say half the reason we stopped being famous, but a huge part of us stopping being famous was we got to the point where we thought we were too good to, like, make those drives and go to those meetings.
It's just tolling.
Next week, I'm doing the morning news. You have to do these things.
Yeah, like, so now we're all in. But we have to trade. We just tell MTV the caviar, we're there. The caviar, we're there.
Caviar and champagne.
Caviar and champagne will drive to Burbank.
Although I'm not sure. I mean, I was champagne and I had such a bad migraine yesterday that I threw up. So that was intense.
No. Yeah, maybe you're pregnant.
That's what I thought. And then I was like, wait, she's on a period. So this would be a scientific miracle.
Definitely not. Thank God. Yeah. Just
how do
I'm
we not have like any like tampon ads or something? Like,
I don't know because I don't usually talk about my period, but hey, let's reach out and get Tampax or
somebody,
an all-natural.
We need more ads. All our listeners, full of slang, your company. Speaking of ads, this podcast was brought to you by your favorite brand in the world, PrattDaddy.com.
That's right. We are having a sale. Go check it out.
35% off spring cleaning. We are resetting the energy for the 2020. So not that these are bad crystals, but they're 2019 crystals. So if you wanted to get 2019 crystals that are a million years old, so it's not like they're expired, feel free to go to PrattDaddy.com and use the code SPRING35 and get 35% off everything on the website.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for
thank
coming.
Thank you for this is so fun. So,
yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
She'll be on again. Yeah. We're going to bring her in when we have another guest, and then we're going to get three against one. Take them down.
Guest interview.
So fun.